Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dana. I was wanting to ask if you guys are going to be giving away those Lollapalooza party bus tickets to go to Lolla with you guys.
Yes, yes. Here's how it works, if everybody else is listening. All the week long at 8:30 here on the Joe and Alex Show, and then 5:30 this afternoon with Buster. That's when you win. All you got to do is remember the people's name for ticket tag, and if we get you, you get the name right, you're going to be joining us on that party bus.
Oh, awesome. I'll make sure I'm listening.
So besides trying to get some free stuff, what do you got going on today?
I'm just trying to work on unpacking my apartment today. I just moved here a few weeks ago, actually.
Well, welcome to Indy. We've been here a little over 6 months. You're going to love it here. It's a great place.
Yeah, where'd you move from?
I moved from Cleveland because of this new law that they just passed in Ohio. And until I can save up a little more money to get to Kentucky, I just came here. Moved in with my aunt, so now I'm here for a few weeks with my dog, Chester.
What law are you talking about?
Basically the one that goes against human rights and prevents me from loving who I want to love.
What are you talking about? Gay marriage is legal.
Yeah, isn't gay marriage legal everywhere?
Right. Well, they just made it illegal in March for people to have sex with animals in Ohio. They classify it as a second-degree misdemeanor, and police are now able to take your pet and impound it if an officer thinks the animal has been victimized, which is ridiculous, but that's a totally another story. So in a strange turn of events, I guess Kentucky is a more progressive state, and I'll be there by the end of May.
I'm sorry. Hold on a minute. If you moved here with your dog, would you say his name was Chester or something? You moved here with him because you disagreed with that law. What exactly are you saying?
I am in a relationship with Chester. And I don't like saying he's just my dog, though, because he's so much more than that. He's 3 years old. He's a Great Dane. He's Harlequin.
What?
He's
what? What's a Harlequin? I've heard of a Great Dane. What's a Harlequin?
Oh, it just means that he's white with black spots.
What do you mean in a relationship with your dog, Dana?
Well, it's just like any other relationship between two people. You know, you share special moments together. There's an unconditional love. No matter what happens, no matter what the other person does, it's an unconditional love.
But the law you're talking about is about sex with animals.
Not loving your animal.
Are you or are you not having sex with your dog?
Yes, Chester and I make love.
What? I'm out. What? I'm out. I'm done. Nope. No. No. You are making this up.
What? No, not at all. I mean, Joe, don't you have pets? Doesn't Lindsay kick your dog on the mouth?
Yes, I've got two rescue dogs. Their names are Benny and Paddington, and nobody in my family has sex with them.
I'm throwing
up. As far as I know.
Yeah, but she lets the dogs lick her face, and that's just kind of how it starts.
Oh, God, that's so gross, though. Yeah, every night she's like, kisses. And she, like, gets kisses from them, but that's it. That's all
what?
That happens.
Okay,
but
I'm
that's
sorry.
How it starts.
No! How does what start? What happened with Chester? Poor Chester.
No, I mean, it's fine. He's not being victimized or anything. It's just that one day when Chester was, you know, giving me little kisses, and I just kind of let him go a little farther.
Ew!
But our relationship is so open and beautiful. I mean, we've always shared a bed like any other couple. Doesn't everyone do that with their dog?
Everybody shares a bed with their dog or their cat or whatever, their iguana maybe, but they don't like... I think you're looking at it in a totally different way. Like,
oh my God.
When
my dogs
are in bed, I don't think we're having like a, you know, a three-way gay dog orgy.
I don't understand how we got here.
Well, I just realized that over time, my feelings for Chester were stronger than they've ever been with any human man that I've been with. And Chester doesn't talk back. He doesn't stay up late or hit on other girls. He'll always be faithful. And, yeah, he happens to turn me on.
Ew! I mean,
wait, you're saying he never hits on any bitches?
Joe, this is not a time to joke.
No, never. I mean, you can't deny that there is a sexier dog than a Great Dane. You know what I mean? At least I'm not a crazy cat lady, right?
you're a crazy dog lady.
You're just crazy. I got a couple questions for you. Like, how does it start? Like, how do you initiate, like... contact, I guess.
Oh, gross.
Well, okay, yes, to, I guess, address the elephant in the room. Chester does love doggy style, and
no! That's
all we need.
No. No.
Stop!
No.
You are making this stuff up.
Well, can you see a dog doing missionary?
Anybody doing anything with a dog.
Stop.
It grosses me out when I see a dog's red rocket. I don't want to see anymore.
Well, look, it's not for everyone, just like homosexuality isn't. But what I'm tired of
is
everyone
comparing homosexuality to bestiality?
Well, of course, because people like to say that neither one are natural when it's just not true. I mean, me and Chester are a perfect example of that. And I'm so tired of everyone being cool with genders changing on a daily basis, which is, according to Harvard, by the way, that just came out, or accepting gay marriage, but people don't want to admit that tons of people are in loving relationships with their pets.
No, not
this
like that.
This is new.
No.
My grandma loves her little dog, Vinny, but as far as I know, Vinny and my grandma have done nothing else but kiss and pet.
Well, as far as you know, because this is not a new thing. I mean, why do you think it took so long for Ohio to make it illegal? The problem is you can't accept one, like gay marriage, and not all. So now Chester and I are on the road to look for the perfect place that's more accepting of our love.
Where would that be? Where are you going to?
She said Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
So it's not illegal in Kentucky, I guess, for bestiality?
No, it's not.
Well, Alex, you're from there. I guess it makes sense now, doesn't it?
I just don't. I think that the thing that people are going to say is you can't have sex with an animal because they can't give consent.
Well, he doesn't whimper or get upset. You know, he loves me. And you know, if I ever felt like I was doing something that he didn't want to do, then I wouldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
How do you know he's into it?
Well, I mean, it's kind of obvious when you're doing it.
Ew!
Can we not say doing it anymore?
I can't.
Sorry. I mean, it's just, it's like any other relationship. What woman wouldn't love that the man who is waiting for you as soon as you walk in the door is going to give you all that love and affection? I mean, the way that a dog looks at you is so pure and unconditional, and they're just so happy to see you.
This is so messed up. I thought we reached that line and we were never going to cross it with the ninning. And then now this, and I am telling you, there is something going on in Indianapolis. There's something in the water because the crazies come out at night.
Dana's from Ohio, though. Maybe it's the Ohio crazy.
But she moved here.
She's sensing nasty.
Oh, God.
Dana, welcome to Indy. Thanks for calling in. Our phone lines are going freaking crazy, and I'm assuming most people aren't agreeing with your relationship that you got going on right there. So 317-239-1009. I want to talk to Indy and anybody else that might be from out of town. Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. I don't think anybody's going to say that this is right. I don't think anybody's going to accept this.
I need to take a shower for 10 hours straight.
Dana, this is kind of messed up, but thanks for calling in.